We've had another devastating weekend on New South Wales roads. Now, I spoke late last week about the impact on Queensland roads and an appeal by Queensland Police for people during the school holidays to slow down. We've had 5 people killed in a 72-hour period. Another 3 people have died since, including a cyclist I spoke about this morning in Sydney South. Now, as we approach the Christmas holidays, excuse me, police are urging drivers to slow down, take rest, and not to drink and drive. So far this year, 328 people have died on New South Wales roads, 34 up on the same time last year. In Queensland, they're 12 up on the 227. In fact, now it's 227 now, which is 12 up, 215 for the same time last year. Now, Assistant Commissioner John Hartley was to join me a little earlier, but he's had an incident himself on the way to work this morning. On the M7, he was southbound and some pelican, I'm told, tried to do a U-turn in front of a cement truck. He's on the line, the Assistant Commissioner. John Hartley, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Ray.
Did you actually see what the person tried to do, or did you arrive there after they tried to do it?
About 30 seconds from the crash impact, Ray. So, obviously, a lady in a small Mazda attempted a U-turn on the M7. She was going east and wanted to go west and turned in front of a TNT courier truck, and the driver of that truck said he was doing 100 k's an hour when she turned in front of him, so he's braked very hard. Luckily, she wasn't seriously injured, and both vehicles were stopped in the medium strip.
Now, one of the things here, John, and for people in other parts of Australia, there are that many dam entries and exits on the M7 that you wouldn't go more than 2 or 3 k's down the road before you could do a loop and go back the other way. What is in the mindset of anyone in a small sedan doing a U-turn on a freeway where you do 100 k's?
Yeah, look, I think this lady had some problems at home or something. Rain was about to turn to go back and solve those, and I think that's when she had the panic and turned and obviously hit that truck.
She's lucky to be getting home.
Definitely, Ray. I mean, the injury and the impact to that vehicle was the driver's side door was smashed in probably to halfway across the steering wheel, so very lucky.
Okay. Look, I just mentioned 328 people, including 3 more since the weekend, have died. 34 up on the same time last year. Now, invariably when I talk to you, we're talking about a decrease in the numbers. In Queensland, it's 227, 12 on last year, increase there. In New South Wales, what are the main causes? Why are so many people dying on our roads?
Look, we've seen a big increase in pedestrians killed, so that's up 17 compared to last year. So 17 more pedestrians have died, and also 17 more passengers. So instead of one vehicle, one death, it's been passengers in the car dying. So those 2 have topped 34 to us, and obviously picked our numbers way up, which is very sad.
Okay, well, we say it every year when we have a yarn about this time before I take a break. Slow down, take rest. Don't drink and drive. And I guess the other one I can ram home this year is put the phone in the glove box and stop texting.
Look, yeah, that's right, Ray. And luckily this year, double demerits for using a mobile phone over our period. So if you use a mobile phone, it'd be 6 points. So think about it. It's dangerous. It can cause injury or death, and just don't do it.
And for people travelling to Queensland for the holidays or coming from Queensland to visit little New South Wales, I guess a significant highway patrol presence on the main arteries in and out of Sydney and Brisbane.
Look, there will be, and we talk to our Queensland colleagues all the time. We'll make sure that we have a robust presence on our roads from Sydney right through the North Queensland to make sure that people get the message and deter them from doing the wrong thing. But simple, take your time, take a break, and don't use drugs and drive, and don't drink and drive.
Okay. All the best for the festive season. Thanks for your help right through the year.
My pleasure, you too. Thank you.
John Hartley, Assistant Commissioner and Commander of the New South Wales Traffic and Highway Patrol.